For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue Thursday. Happy Thursday morning. I pray you're doing great. I just have some great testimonies in front of me, and I can't take time on the broadcast to read these, but North Shore, thank you. Just some great testimonies from there, like three of them I'm looking at. Got some great testimonies from our Prayer and Praise Day. I really appreciate you taking the time to write. And I don't know, it just really is it's a blessing to sit at my desk and to know that, you know, what we're doing is helping. It's just a tremendous blessing. I don't take it for granted. I want to thank you. You've taken the time to write. Also, please keep going to the website to register for October the 24th, our daytime retreat in City Park. And it's a building there. It's right above the Café du Monde area. And we're calling it At Home in His Presence. I'll be going through the Lord's Prayer, and our staff is setting up rooms, and I will cross each room and show a part of the Lord's Prayer and what it means, and according to that room. It's a neat thing. I think you're going to love it, but you do have to register. So I want to keep getting through this. We are up to number five. I want to do number five and number six. I have seven things that are keeping you, perhaps, from being radiant. Coming out of Psalm 34, David says, I looked to him. All who looked to him were radiant. They were never put to shame. And I gave the whole definition of that, what that whole psalm really was coming in reference to. David had gotten delivered from all of his fears. He had feigned madness in front of Abimelech, King Abimelech. And Abimelech said, get him out of here. He's nuts. And David was like, I need a break. And so sure enough, God then delivered David. He found his freedom. God had heard him. And he says, man, I sought the Lord. And God heard me and he delivered me. And he says, taste and see. It's a great challenge. Taste, see. That the Lord is good, you know. And so it made me think, man, there's so many great things God, who God is and what he does for us. Well, what keeps us from that radiant living? And so much it's our belief. It's what's right between our eyeballs, you know, in our minds. And I said earlier, what you believe is critical. Your belief will determine your behavior. And amongst other things. But number five, what about this one? We said you don't have time to do it all on yesterday's broadcast. Now is, I can do it all. I can be the ideal wife, mother, keep my house clean, organize, prepare healthy meals, be active in my kids' school, be great in my church and my community, stay physically fit, keep up on current events, have a full-time job. Come on. You know, this is ridiculous. Frustration is the byproduct of trying to get all responsibilities done that half of them God didn't even tell you to do. Look, a wise woman in her late 70s, when asked this question, can a woman have it all? She said yes, if she's willing to do it all in the different seasons of life. Man, that's good advice. So what keeps you from being radiant when you try to keep up with the Joneses and be Miss Perfect? It's ridiculous. You be who Christ made you to be. You don't, then you won't be frustrated and blame everybody else. Then you won't lack joy. You know, you'll be flowing. You'll have the grace of God on you. It's a big deal. All right, more tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.